Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. More than 300 people and over 1,100 houses were buried by a massive landslide that leveled a remote village in northern Papua New Guinea, local media has reported. Reuters' Ryan Chang reports.
The landslide leveled homes in Enga province, around 370 miles north of the capital, Port Moresby. Videos verified by Reuters show men digging through soil, clambering over rocks, uprooted trees, and mounds of dirt, searching for survivors. Papua New Guinea's media, citing a member of the country's parliament, said the landslide buried over 8,000 homes.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Family members are grieving an American couple who were church missionaries killed during a gang attack in Haiti. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Gang violence and gunfire erupt routinely on the streets of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. Missouri State Representative Ben Baker says his daughter Natalie, 21 years old, and her husband Davy Lloyd, full-time missionaries in Haiti, were killed Thursday night. He says they went to heaven together. Lloyd's sister says she and her brother grew up in Haiti. Their parents are full-time missionaries there. She says the couple and the Haitian director of the missions in Haiti organization were ambushed by gang members as they left a church and later shot by another group that attacked the home they tried to hide in. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Egypt says it has agreed to send UN humanitarian aid trucks through Israel's main crossing into Gaza, but it remains unclear if the aid will be able to enter the territory as fighting raged in Rafah amid Israel's escalating offensive there. The CIA chief met in Paris with Israeli and Qatari officials trying to revive negotiations for a ceasefire and a hostage release. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Prosecutors in the classified documents case against Donald Trump are pushing to curtail potentially threatening comments by the former president. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Federal prosecutors have asked the judge overseeing the classified documents case against Donald Trump to bar the former president from public statements that pose a significant, imminent, and foreseeable danger to law enforcement agents participating in the prosecution. The request follows false claims earlier in the week by Trump. He said FBI agents who searched his home in August 2022 were authorized to shoot him and were locked and loaded, ready to take him out and put his family in danger. Prosecutors say agents operated under routine search policy, did not use force, and that the search was conducted in coordination with the Secret Service while he was away. Norman Hall, Washington.
Millions of Indians are voting in the next to last round of a grueling national election in the searing summer heat. The combined opposition is trying to rattle Prime Minister Narendra Modi's campaign for a third consecutive term for himself and his Hindu nationalist party. Saturday's voting in 58 constituencies, including seven in New Delhi, will complete polling for roughly 90% of the 543 seats in the lower house of parliament. The voting for the remaining 57 seats on June 1st will wrap up a six-week election. The votes will be counted on June 4th. This election is considered one of the most consequential in India's history and will test the limits of Modi's political dominance. Basic military training has returned to Russian school curriculum as part of what critics say is a creeping militarization of society. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
14-year-old Russian schoolboy David learned something new this month. Firing accurately with a Kalashnikov is trickier than with a pistol. He tried out the weapons in the southern city of Vladikavkaz as part of basic military training, which has been reintroduced since the start of Russia's war in Ukraine. It was dropped in the last years of the Soviet Union. Critics see it as part of a growing militarization of society since Russia invaded Ukraine. Military service is compulsory for young men in Russia, whose war in Ukraine is now well into its third year.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. Four people were hurt and one was arrested when supporters of Iran's authorities clashed with anti-government protesters at a London event marking the death of President Ibrahim Raisi. The Metropolitan Police Force said officers were called Friday evening to, quote, reports of disorder at a venue in the West London area of Wembley. The force said one person was arrested on suspicion of violent disorder. People were treated by paramedics for injuries that are not thought to be life-threatening or life-changing. Raisi died alongside the country's foreign minister and six others in a crash in the country's mountainous northwest on Sunday. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.